This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1851, how to talk about your pre-trip rituals in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Everyone goes on trips and everyone has to prepare. What do you do to prepare for when you get back? Today, learn how to talk about this common topic with your colleagues or your friends in English.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's everything going with you today?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Yeah, guys, we are here. It is September. People are, you know, getting serious again, right? Maybe they've been on vacation. Maybe you guys, I hope maybe you went somewhere nice, right, Lindsay?
Totally. I know the summer, it's been a big summer, a good summer, but now we are ready to get back to business. As I said before, what does September make you feel? How does September make you feel, Michelle? How do you usually feel in the month of September?
I feel kind of fresh. I feel, you know, the seasons are changing. I feel like, I don't know. It's funny because I'm not in school, but I teach. So I do feel like, oh, the school year's starting. It's kind of,
yes,
it's kind of a fun feeling. Also, though, it's, I think it's a little bittersweet.
A little bittersweet.
It's like, oh, the summer's over, and not only, you know, the weather changing, but just, it is that back to business, like, all right, back to work, which is a good feeling, but also a little weird.
Yeah, it's like, did I have enough camping trips? Did I do everything I wanted to do in the summer? There is a certain freedom to summertime that we just don't get any other time of year. And it's pretty awesome. I mean, sandals and hot dogs and the ballpark and barbecues. You know, I love that stuff.
Yeah, because I also think, like, it's kind of, everybody has that feeling. And also, I think even at work, you know, there's, it's like, you know, people have summer Fridays and, you know, all of these types of things. So it's a nice time.
It's a nice time. So what are we getting into? I mean, today, I think all of our listeners will be able to relate to this topic.
Yeah. Yeah. So today we are talking about productivity. Get that feeling of going back to work after vacation. You might feel a little funny. I mean, Lindsay, I know you always talk about how you don't really feel like a case of the Mondays, as they call it. But you must feel funny after
vacation.
Or the
Sunday scaries. The Sunday scaries.
You must feel a little funny when you come back from vacation, no?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's, you know, when I come back, especially if I've been traveling and I've really been away from work, I feel, even just honestly typing on my laptop feels weird. It's like, oh, where's the key? You know, how do I write this email? You know, things
it's
like that.
True.
It's amazing how quickly we forget
forget like very like habitual things that we're used to doing every day. Sending an email, where's the send button, things like that.
Well, but that's a good sign that you even feel that way, because that means you like really did unplug and
really
disconnect.
Unplugged. Yeah, for sure.
But I know it does, you get a little rusty.
That's rusty. The word. And that's actually a great word for our listeners. If anyone is using the iOS and Android app, and I know a lot of you guys are, that app is super popular. If you are using the app at allearsenglish.com/app, you'll be able to highlight that word and save it in your personal power list transcripts.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So, it can be a little bit tough. So I found this article. We're going to briefly touch on some of the things from it, but it's six things productivity experts do when they come back to work after vacation. And it says, overwhelmed and stressed about returning to a mess of things to do, read these tips. Guys, this is from HuffPost.com. It's from way back in February 22nd, 2022. It's by Monica Torres.
You know, one thing I always feel, though, Michelle, when I come back is I feel there's a very narrow window of opportunity to completely change the way I work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like because often when I'm burnt out, I'm just crossing things off a list. I'm doing too much in the business. Right. But for me, if I said, OK, I'm just going to do certain things that are going to really help us move forward, I always feel when I come back from a trip, especially a trip, a long vacation, I could make that choice in that moment. But then what happens? The emails start coming in. They come at me like a hurricane and I have this need to take care of everything. Right. Yeah. And so that is, I have to admit, that's my big Achilles heel. There's always a window, and then sometimes I make some improvements in my workflow, but sometimes a window closes and then we're back. Back in the swing.
Right. Because when you do come back, things snowball very quickly, right? Like everything starts coming at you. So I can see what you mean. Mm-hmm. You have a little window of opportunity.
Yeah, it's true. It's really interesting how that works. Okay. So I want to know, though, what the productivity experts do. I'm actually really curious about this, and I bet our listeners are too.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about a couple of them. We're not going to go through all six, guys, because we can give you the link and you can read the article. But we're gonna highlight a few, talk about our habits, and we're also going to give you some expressions to use to talk about this, things that you do. Okay, so also we have episode 959 was, what's your productivity style? How to talk about it in English. So listen to that.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So
here we go.
What do they do, Michelle?
I mean, I'm sorry.
Stop leaving me in suspense. What do they do?
All right. So one thing they talk about is having a to-do list done before you go on vacation.
Ooh, yes. I can get on board with this. But what kind of to-do list? Are we talking about goals and visions and exciting things, or are we talking about little tasks?
I can't remember exactly what they said, but I think it was something more about the tasks that you have to do when you get back. So guys, read the article, correct me if I'm wrong, but tasks that maybe you have to get done. And so before you leave, you already have that. So when you get back, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I was doing this in the airport, but it was more about goals and ideas for Allers English. But I was doing this in the airport before I went to Germany, and it was actually quite therapeutic because I had all these ideas that were unresolved and that we hadn't done yet in 2021. And we were going for the new year to Germany. I was like, I'm going to write this down and we'll take care of it in 2022. Right? So there is something to that. It's somewhat therapeutic. What do you think, Michelle?
I think that's a good idea about the big ideas. Kind of can get you excited about some things, get some things organized in your head. But I think, as far as the task list, do you think that it makes things more stressful, or do you think it can help you get do you think it's more stressful to do that or less stressful?
I actually think if the problem is, if you're going to go on vacation and you're going to be constantly thinking, these are all the things I have to do, then you should definitely write it down because that just puts it on the list. And also, I want to just make a note. We are such a task-based culture. You know what I mean? Jessica and I were talking about this on a bonus episode a few months ago. We are so obsessed with our tasks as a culture. That's how we were educated. That's just what American culture is about, is getting things done. Right. So I'm not sure if our listeners would feel the same way. I'm curious. Yeah. Yeah,
that's an interesting question. Yeah, so I don't know. I've never tried doing this, but I almost wonder if it would stress me out more to just be like, oh, like, this is already here. Like, I already know what I have to do. But in some ways, I could see how it'd be relaxing. I guess everybody's different on that. But another thing they mentioned was doing, like, when you get back, doing the, like, things that, starting on your list and getting the momentum started by kind of like beginning with the shorter things that you have to do. Like, oh, things that are only going to take a couple minutes, you know, and that kind of makes you feel like, okay, I'm getting things done and I already did this and this and this. What do you think?
Oh, I'm totally on board with this. This is a principle, right? Of I can't remember what it's called, but there is a psychological, there's been research on this, that when people get stuff done, it's like, you know, the progress bar effect, right? If you see you've already done this much, you're motivated to do more. Absolutely. Yeah. This is not just after vacation too, right? It's anytime.
Yeah. Right, right. That's true. I definitely think that's good to get things, you know, just cross things off the list. We've talked about this before, Lindsay, how we each have like actual lists and mine is always just like open in an email doc. Unfortunately, right now I have a ton of stuff. Not only work things, but a lot to do. And you're like, so I'm looking forward to crossing off some of those things.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
But another thing that they talked about, and this is a quote, it says, they take the, you know, the productivity experts an extra day of vacation just to switch their mindset.
Ooh, interesting. So are we saying, for example, if you have like a 10-day break, you come back on Saturday, not Sunday? So that's, you're preparing
how, that's
on
how
Sunday?
That's how I understood it. That's what I took it to mean from the article. That like, yeah, do you, because sometimes when I'm booking a vacation, I can be so excited and like, I want it to last from the very second it can possibly start to the very second it can possibly end. And then you get back and you're like, I could really use a day.
Use an extra day. Yeah, I totally know what you mean. And sometimes, honestly, the vacation, I don't want to say this, but sometimes it can feel too long, right? If you do that, you're like, Friday afternoon, we're at the airport. And then Sunday night, we're touching down, right? Touching down, by the way, could be a bonus phrase for today, Michelle.
Yeah. Yep.
Meaning when your flight lands in your city, right? We're touching down in LaGuardia or JFK, right?
Yeah.
No, but the truth is, sometimes you can get bored on a trip, too. And you could say, we're done with this place. And I actually needed that extra day to do some laundry, get some groceries, so I'm set up for the week. I do like that. Although if it's just a weekend, I think it's good to make sure you try to
maximize your time.
Maximize as much as possible. So it just depends on how much time you have off, right?
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. Like, cause I definitely, that is one of the harder things for me to be like, okay, no, let's come back on a Saturday. And cause I just want to soak up the whole vacation. Yeah.
But I mean, fair enough. Right? But you can always get groceries on Tuesday night. I mean, it's not going to, you know, no one's going to die. Like,
but it's
know?
Also like if there's jet lag, like, you know, you get, if it's a larger trip, then you got to give yourself time. And I'm definitely guilty of not doing that.
And I think it depends on your week, too. You have a big presentation that Monday morning, then obviously you want to come back Saturday. But is it just little things you're going to be catching up on and, you know, you can be a little tired, right?
Right. So, I mean, Lindsay, what else do you do? Is there anything you do specifically to prepare for coming back from a vacation at work or maybe even at your home? Like, how clean does your home have to be before you leave?
Yeah. I mean, unless I have been, you know, late, like packing at the last minute and I was late for my flight, I do like to tidy up the house before I leave. I don't like to come back to a total mess and like a storm. So I like to have things in place and dishes are clean, that kind of thing. That's the ideal. It doesn't always happen exactly like that, but I try to do that just because for me, it's like mindfulness, you know, things are not chaotic. It makes me feel more calm.
Yeah, preparing yourself for when you get back. When you get back and yes. you're tired and you're a little sad.
It's a favor. It's a favor you're doing to
your
yourself.
Future self. Yep.
Exactly. You're like, I value you and how you're going to feel when you walk back in the door. And I'm going to plan for that. And here's what I'm going to do. Right. Prepare right. my home. Yeah.
Exactly. Nice. Exactly. So, Lindsay, we're just going to give a couple expressions that you can use to talk about this. So the first one is, I make it a habit to... blank before I go on vacation. So it could be yes. like, I make it a habit to make a to-do list before on vacation, like before yeah. I go on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Or empty the dishwasher or right. put away the dishes, things like that. Guys, write those that phrase down. And mm-hmm. here comes the next one. I'm so much more relaxed if I get X done before I go on vacation, right? Mm-hmm. I'm so much more relaxed if I get laundry done. There's always going to be more laundry when you come back. So that one I might wait on.
That's right. That's true. Oh, man. Or the last one is, if I don't blank before I go away, it makes me blank.
Yeah. And you know what? It's interesting. I think another day we can do an episode on go away versus getaway.
Oh.
I bet our high level listeners know what that is, that difference, but we could talk about it for all of our listeners another day. Right. But just real quick, what is it, Michelle? Before I get away, before I go away?
I'm not off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of exactly what it is.
Yeah, get away. Well, you know, Southwest has that want to get away trademarked phrase, right? They always mm-hmm. use that. Get away is the idea that makes me think you're escaping something. I got to get away, right? True. I want to get away. I got to get away. Go to Hawaii or something. You're trying to escape your life, but right. go away is more neutral.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Lindsay. I learned. I you were too quick for me. Yeah, that's true. I understand.
We all learn things on this show. It's okay.
We do. We teach each other. So
it's, we do.
So very good. So should we do a little role play before we head off?
Yes, let's do it, Michelle. Here we go.
Okay. All right. So Lindsay, you are going on vacation, and I'm talking to you about it. Okay. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, but I have a ton to get done first. I make it a habit to do a deep cleaning before I go on vacation.
Oh, wow. I never do that, but I'm so much more relaxed if I get my big projects done before I go on vacation.
Oh, yeah. If I don't get a to-do list on my dry erase board before I get away, it makes me anxious.
Good.
Yes. Okay. So first I said, I make it a habit to do something, right, guys? Mm-hmm. That's the construction for today. So I make it a habit to do a deep cleaning before I go on vacation. Oh, man. I don't know about a deep cleaning.
Yeah.
For me, it's just tidy up, tidy up.
Right. Just make sure nothing's going to smell when you get back.
Right. Exactly. Take out the garbage, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's always like when you take out the garbage and then... you like take it out too early and then there's something else and you're like,
oh, I hate that. Yes,
and then you have
I
to,
hate
like,
that.
Like a small bag. Yeah. Yes. You're like, don't want to have anything in that garbage.
Yeah, for sure. I think our listeners know. They know.
Exactly. Yep. And then I said, I'm so much more relaxed if I get my big projects done before I go on vacation.
Yeah. So again, and guys, this is a really common conversation you might be having with a colleague, right? They're talking and they want to know about your upcoming trip. You know, how are you preparing? Really common business English conversation, right?
That's right.
And then the last thing I said was, oh, yeah, if I don't get a to-do list on my dry erase board before I go away, it makes me anxious. So if I don't get X before I go away, it makes me feel blank. And then fill in the blank with lots of creative adjectives there, right? Anxious. What else could we say? Nervous.
Uneasy.
Uneasy, or it puts me on edge. That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of things there. So yes. Yeah, Lindsay, I mean, the takeaway for today is, well, we were talking about this article. We got a few tips from the article, but guys, you can check it out yourselves. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about, what do you do on a before a big trip? Like, we went over our styles. We talked about the article. But this is a good connection topic, as you can see with this role play, because everybody can talk about that feeling of you're going on a trip. Like, what kinds of things do you do to make yourself more relaxed and make things easier on yourself, especially for when you return?
I think that's the key is what you said here, Michelle. Everyone can relate. Yeah. You know, this is not glamorous. Talking about taking out the trash. It's not glamorous. It's not the things we dream about, but actually it's the things that everyone does. So these are the things at the right moment that will connect you to your colleagues, right? When you're having these conversations or your native speaking friends talking about your trip and adding this piece, it'll connect you to them. So go for it, guys.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, I hope you get to go on vacation soon, or you just came back from a great vacation. And thank you for listening.
Don't forget to empty the trash.
Don't forget to empty the trash. All right.
All right. Good stuff, Michelle. I'll talk to you in the next one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.